No recession. A lot of bankers, politicians, and other assorted financial criminals are saying that recession is inevitable. I don't think that's true. I think recession is likely, but not inevitable. It all depends on what people do. Productive people who work for a living can avoid a cut in their income and actually get more prosperous just by saying no. Instead of signing over most of their productive output to corporate and government criminals, productive people can just keep the value they create. That's not easy to do, but it can be done, and it will be done. That's what always happens in a financial collapse. The big question is, how much pain will people have to go through in the process? We can minimize the pain for everyone if we employ some rational cooperation and don't resort to more and more crime, especially state crime. There is no way the financial criminals who are benefiting from our current corrupt economic system can escape. There's no way these criminals can avoid a massive cut in their income. But we can make the transition easier on even the criminals in charge by some rational planning. In the 1929 crash, a lot of stockbrokers jumped out of 10-story windows. We should try to avoid conditions that will make that happen again. I'm encouraged to see more and more people referring to the government as a criminal organization. Truth is the precursor to change for the better. There's a new normal that's been creeping up on us since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. Governments at all levels now manage to steal about 50% of the value of the output of productive people. The corporations that a lot of people work for get away with another substantial percentage. These thefts of people's work product obey the hockey stick rule. They creep up slowly over time. They take a little more and a little more, and then they try to take it all. That's where we are now. The corrupt system wants it all. The corrupt system wants it all now. But that's not going to happen. It's been tried many times in history, but it has never stuck. The tyrants and criminals get away with it for a while. But truth and freedom win in the end. We can all work together to return to a rational economic system with a minimum amount of pain for everyone. Or we can have an economic and political storm and achieve the same result with a lot more suffering to get there. We now have the opportunity to institute a more rational system than the modern world has ever seen. We can give everyone the right to say no to any proposal. We can say no to government and prevent a depression. We can say no to government and return to peace and prosperity. We can say no to taxation, incarceration, forced public education, and war. If we say no to these crimes, we can enter a golden age. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.